Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
Rob and Kale Podcast.
And welcome into the Rob and Kale Podcast. I'm Rob Sanders. I have a co-host. He is in the upstate. Coming in fresh off of vacation. Georgia fans refer to him as Carolina Crackpipe. He's also known as Carolina Jackpot with all these damn jackpot tickets he's been scratching. He is my buddy, Kale Hall. Kale, what's up, brother?
How are you? I wish that we did have some jackpots there. Unfortunately, we kind of busted out a little bit on some of them. But, hey, it's always fun to keep trying.
Yeah. We had a $200 winner last week, right?
And that's correct.
That should have put you close to even on the week, right? Close to it.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Didn't so it's come fun. Out of pocket none to play around on vacation. So
there you go.
Good.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, it's WrestleMania night. I've got WrestleMania streaming over here. Watching some of that. So that doesn't have the same effect with me anymore with these new folks. I'm just saying. But still, I watch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel that. I watched, but it popped up on Bleacher Report last night. I knew they were doing part of it last night. It's about Shane McMahon getting thrown off the cage, and I rushed over there to watch this, and he got thrown off the cage. I thought he got thrown out, like, off the top of the cage.
He got thrown into the ring.
He got still thrown back in the ring.
That's a hell of a fucking bump there, Kale.
That shit used to happen all the damn time, so.
I tell you, that moment last night was really good, and then Bianca Belair, like, bitch-slapped Sasha Banks with her hair. It looked like the scene from Roots where they were beating Kunta Kinte with the whip. That's what it sounded like when she hit her with that thing. I mean, it was that vile and vicious. And I was like, whoa, that was the two hits I remember from last night. I ain't trying to offend him. I said, that's how it sounded. Tonight, I'm going to find the picture of this. They've taken Alexa Bliss and they've turned her into this demon thing. She came out tonight in like a Jack in the Box. I'm not joking, Jackpot, with pentagrams all over it. And she like had like black fluid spewing out of her hair and everything else. I'm like, why are you doing this to Alexa Bliss? What the hell? Pretty sad. Pretty sad. So I'm looking forward to the championship match later on this evening. I'll try to keep up with that. We have to thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. Go by and check them out. They sponsored our bracket challenge. They're going to sponsor our pick'em challenge coming up in the fall, which I'm looking forward to. Callaway'sBarAndGrill.com. We also have DNC Trucking and Transport, the Fireside Chats with Uncle Jackpot. Jackpot, please give us some knowledge this evening.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. It's been 2,319 days since my team has beaten Clemson on the football field. Our baseball team lost a game to Mizzou, M-I-Z. We also won two against them. Our fans are so dumb, they have to have a statement from the AD on how to properly cheer. We should get rid of our football team and give those scholarships to a cornhole team. With welfare government cheese football program with the SEC. Remember, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. All facts there from Carolina Jackpot this evening. Dennis, of course, one of our favorite sponsors. He's hilarious.
YouTube Delta 900 says John Cena's still around. I mean, he's still around, but he's retired, right?
I think he wrestled last year. I don't know. I don't know with John Cena, man. I was never really a John Cena guy, but that's just me.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we'll get into that later on. The title of this video, when I put it out there, was Clemson fans need to cool it on the Deshaun Watson front. I posted some video on the Jackpot channel here of the first victim that came out and said that Deshaun Watson did some things to her. And apparently it has pissed off a ton of Clemson fans. Some of them have decided that they're going to go to battle with various people in the comments section defending Deshaun Watson, which to me is absolutely stupid. I mean, I don't understand how anybody can defend him or defend the victims, because nobody was in the room with those folks. Now, here's something else, too, that came out, and I don't know if you read this or not, Jackpot, but his attorney, Rusty Hardin, who represented Roger Clemens and is considered one of the best attorneys in the state of Texas, he said that Deshaun Watson didn't have any interactions with the masseuse masseuses that were not agreed upon, basically. So with that, I mean, so he had relations with some of them. I mean, is that what it comes down to? It's a mess, and Clemson fans need to back off. Just back off.
Yeah.
Let all of the facts come out and stop coming at it from this perspective of, oh my God, there's no way that he did this. Maybe he did. Has that crossed anybody's mind?
Yeah, they're in denial. And I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, something happened. He done something. I mean, this is not just, I mean, all that's not just, it's not all made up. It's not just, a conspiracy to fuck him over because he don't want to play it. Houston anymore. I mean, it's just not. I mean, come on, well, guys.
Let me say this too. You dumb fuck Gamecock fans, because that's what you are, that are running your mouths about, oh, blah, 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 and you're making all fun of this. But you're just upset that Deshaun Watson skull fucked your program. And he was such a great player that he changed the way that Nick Saban coaches. So on the field, you will never in your history of your lives ever have a player like Deshaun Watson. So make sure you understand
that. I disagree. Connor Shaw was the player that he was. He didn't have the damn supporting cast.
Are you fucking kidding me? Who's your all-world running back? He sucks, right? Your all-world running back played with him, right? Who was Connor Shaw off to?
George Rogers? Nah, he was around a long time before that.
Here with all that shit. The reality is that Gamecock fans
didn't have the offensive line that Clemson had. He didn't play the schedule.
Clemson's offensive line sucks on the reg. I don't know what you're talking about. Clemson's offensive line's not very good at all, ever. They've had two guys drafted in the past 5 years? I mean, that's awesome in your mind.
It's not awesome, but I mean, it's workable.
Jackpot, just stop with all the nonsense.
Yeah, well,
I agree with you on the front that Clemson fans need to chill out. And you know what, Deshaun Watson, something had to happen there. Something had to happen there.
It had to. I mean, it's not. I mean, there's no way something that elaborate. It's just an elaborate ruse. It's just all a bunch of bullshit. No,
well, in the comment section, there were people that actually said, well, you know, that attorney is neighbors with the owner of the Houston Texans. If you believe that, you are so stupid. I mean, I can't even remotely help you.
I can't believe that a rich attorney and a rich owner of a football team might be neighbors. Holy shit. That's uncanny.
It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Hey, do you think they were out walking to the mailbox and they were like, why don't we just cook this up to keep Deshaun Watson here? Which, by the way, he's probably by the end of the week going to be put on the exempt list. So he's not even going to be able to play anyway. So that's going to really shit on that theory where everyone was, they're just trying to do this to keep him in Houston. Stupid. It's just stupid. I don't get it at all. It doesn't make any sense.
Shout outs over on YouTube. Good evening, Goose Sports. Haven't seen you here before. Good evening. Good evening, JW1312. What I can't say your whole name. Good evening, Rat Dog. Good evening. I haven't seen you before. SEC Dog. What's up, Rob and Caroline Tater Pot? Good evening to you, Delta 900. Broccoli. Good evening, of course, as usual, Jerome Pruitt. Glad to see you here as well.
Anyway, but yeah, there was one person that started running their mouths in the chat today, and I had to calm down a little bit. And somebody you had interaction with, right, Jackpot?
Yeah. Well, this lady, Sandra, who's been a member of the watching the videos here for a year or so, I guess, give or take, decided to get a little bit of mouthy with me yesterday. Oh, that video. And look, I mean, it's not my fault. I mean, just publish what's going on. Just publish facts. I mean, you know, try to get some views up here. And she got all in her feelings because I said, I mean, honestly, I mean, to me, he's guilty in the court of public opinion. And then wants to, like, take shots at me about my last job that I had and asking me why I got fired from it. Well, first of all, I never gotten fired from my last job. I've never gotten fired from a job before in my life. I've only had three. I hadn't got fired from goddamn one of them. And then tried to throw some personal pot shots at me to try to rationalize the guilty in the court of public opinion, see how that works. Well, no, it don't see how it works. I mean, which this idiot said, isn't it true that you were messing around with the young cashiers? Okay, well, that's just something you made up in your mind just now. I mean, that never happened. It has never happened. You can ask anybody I know or anybody that knows me. Never happened. But idiot makes this up. When Deshaun Watson, we're here getting, accused, and there's like legitimate looking proof that something happened here is an apples to oranges and just a stupid and asinine comparison. So
it is. And I agree on that. But one thing that we need to put out there, his attorney admitted that, Watson had some sex with some of these folks. I mean, that's real. He had sex with one of his massage therapists. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have sex with your massage therapist. I'm just saying that the idea that Deshaun Watson's a choir boy should be thrown out the window. If you're fucking your massage therapist, you're not a choir boy anymore. I hate to break that to Clemson fans. I'm just saying that's just the reality.
Eric, how was your trip, Kale? Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, anyway, I wanted to put that out there for Clemson fans. Just stop. Just stop for a moment. Just let it go, for God's sakes. Let everything come out. And by the way, one thing that if you're a Watson supporter happened on Friday, all of these women that made accusations, the judge ruled that they had to put their names out in public. You can't just say, hey, I'm Anon, I'm Jane Doe number 5. No, we're going to find out who you are. Why that's important is because if you do have some women that are gold digging or whatever, they're going to probably go away because they don't want their names put out there. So the number of cases may cut down at some point because they don't want to put their names out there. And if you're a fan of the Watson folks, so that'll be what's
Blake, Blake Robinson says, did I see lots of speed traps or checkpoints in Tennessee? No, I didn't see that, but I did see a few people getting pulled over. Bob Rutherford, did you catch the idiot driver in Tennessee? No, man, there was no way. He blew my doors off. He was gone. And then there was somebody on here. We don't do that in Tennessee. We don't call the highway patrol people. I'm like, God damn, people, lighten up. It's a fucking joke. I'm like, first of all, I'll never fucking catch him. Second of all, I wouldn't do that anyway. I mean, whatever.
That's what Jackpot does. Jackpot, he just runs around, and they're going 1 mile over the speed limit. Let me call the Tennessee Highway Patrol.
There was one that one time when I was with my son, and we were going to Asheville. And he ran up on my ass right near the North Carolina, South Carolina border on I-26. So it was back this side of it. So we were right near Landrum exit. And he rides up on my fucking ass and about runs me off the fucking road and had a damn Tennessee Vols thing. It's been about 10 years ago. I'm like, you motherfucker, fuck you. I'm like, I hope you get your damn, I get your damn ass. Well, he was flying. It's probably going about 90 miles an hour, if not 100. And I guess he didn't know that they like to sit right on the state line. They like to sit there because there's a little patch of trees. Right. And then you got the, here's your North Carolina, South Carolina state line. And so anyway, we got road probably about, what, 4 or 5 more miles. The next exit, right there where the off-ramp is for the Columbus, North Carolina exit, and two North Carolina state troopers had this motherfucker pulled over, and I had to hit the horn with the little bum, 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 bum. I actually slowed down to do it, and then I gave him the finger. Fuck you.
I watched, my wife and I watched Unhinged yesterday. It's on Prime right now. You watch that. It's basically Russell Crowe being a cunt. Remember Russell Crowe from the days when he was in Gladiator and he's all ripped up and everything? I add like 100 pounds. That's what Russell Crowe looks like now. And he's out there basically, it's like he has road rage for about 90 minutes. It's actually, it was a pretty, not a bad way to spend a day there watching some of that silliness, but I don't think you get that road rage, but I could see you giving people the finger.
Yeah. Blake Robinson says the older I get, the slower I go. That's true. I get passed all the time. You know, I ride in the right-hand lane like all the fucking time, any mutt. Yeah.
We got to talk about, you kind of talked about it in your video, Jackpot. We got actually two South Carolina things to talk about this evening. One, did you follow the stuff with the baseball team where they apparently some baseball player was texting Mike Uva from Watch Fox about the atmosphere being the shits at Founders Park? And to be fair, I mean, you're not going to have the big, huge atmosphere when you have such a reduced number of folks there due to COVID. So let's make sure we put that out there. But the reality is that, you know, some player sent that to Uva. Uva, of course, the player had to know. Uva's going to tweet that out. Why the hell would Uva keep that to himself? He puts it out there, and it gets to a point where apparently they were ejecting people is what some folks say. I wasn't at the games this weekend, but Ray Tanner had to put something out there about people can heckle but don't heckle profanely. What's going on down there?
I mean, what are they getting? I mean, I saw today there was like 1,900 people there. Is it all just like, are all the regular like old people, older folks and kids and all that good stuff not attending the games? The whole 1,900 is just like students and younger teenagers. Yeah,
there's not a lot of folks that are there. I can tell you, if you listen to the game, you can hear certain hecklers and like you can hear everything that they're saying.
Well,
so,
goddamn! I mean, they're fucking doing that before at every damn game, but you're gonna be able to hear it.
Look, I'm not talking that. If you want to stand up there and yell at the umpire, you know, blue, get your eyes checked, whatever. If as long as it's not something that you know you're talking about, you know, prostate exams or what the hell ever. Something that's not going to make me have to explain shit to my kids. I don't care what you yell at.
You can hear the audibles in a baseball park. If you don't have a big crowd there, you can hear things a lot more clearly. Like, all right, I'll give you an example. Back in the day, when we had the Greenville Braves, AA Southern League team here in Greenville, played at the Municipal Stadium. So there was this old guy that he was a mailman, but he sold beer If anybody is my age and from Greenville, they know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what his name was. He sold beer at the Braves games, and he walked around with his damn beer chest, and it was a he was an older black man, and he had a very deep, distinctive voice, and he would bellow it out. Come here! Come here! Come here! And nobody knew his name. I just called him the Cold Beer Man, and you saw your hand up. Come here! He was like, right now! If sales got sold, he'd be like, Cold beer.
you knew you got a cold beer from him, by God.
Anyway, if you was listening to those games on the radio, because they had them, they were all on the radio on the AM station. They don't even have minor league baseball on the radio anymore, I don't think. Now, I don't think the Greenville team here is on the radio. But anyway, like if there were it was a game in the middle of fucking summer against like the damn Knoxville Blue Jays or somebody, there maybe 1,500 fans here, you could hear him as clear as a bell on his radio broadcast. But if it was like one of those big games where they had fireworks show afterwards, or like when Michael Jordan came to Municipal Stadium when he played for the Birmingham Barons in 1994, and the place had like 10,000 people there, you couldn't hear the fucking Cold Beer Man. Even though right. he was there yelling and he was still doing it.
I just said that because if there was heckling that they could hear through the radio broadcast, that might have been one of the reasons that they may have been ejecting folks. That's what
king,
I'm saying.
The king over on YouTube, he remembers him.
Yeah. But it was what a shit show that was. I'm at the point now where it's like I still think that you should follow the mask protocols and everything else, but I do agree that setting up a home atmosphere is important, especially when it comes to baseball. And when certain spots are doing the full set and certain schools aren't, I think that's a big deal. And I think the SEC, the ACC, the conferences should grow a set of balls and say either A, we're going to go all out, or B, we're not. And if you can't get to something where all the states are together, then you have to implement it everywhere. That's part of being in the conference. And I know that's going to piss off people at Ole Miss and Mississippi State, and they're going to run around and say, Rob's trying to say I can't have my fucking freedom. No, it has nothing to do with that. It needs to be a level playing field across the entire conference.
It was weird traveling through four states, five states, actually, the past few days, and seeing like the way the mask stuff is not even really enforced. I mean, it's not really enforced anywhere anymore. It's just the way that people respect it or whatever. In South Carolina and Georgia, pretty much where it says you're supposed to wear your mask and people do it. Except for like the convenience stores, then a lot of people don't do it there, even though it says you have to. North Carolina, pretty much same way. Tennessee, no. I mean, they had signs up everywhere that you got to wear your mask. None of those motherfuckers are wearing a mask anywhere. I mean, none. I mean, and you can probably get that. You can. I mean, I can see.
Well, I mean, they just found out the pandemic started like yesterday. I mean,
I can see Tennessee people being like that. Oh, fine, it don't do no good. But you know, I mean, and I don't know that it does or it doesn't. And I'm not getting into politics, but I mean, I just feel like if it asks you to do it, you should be respectful and fucking do it. And I thought it was weird in Kentucky probably has the best follow through of like the mask wearing of anybody that I went to when we were in Kentucky on Friday. I thought that was strange. I don't know why. And I'm not throwing shots at the Kentuckians here, but
because Kentucky whips your ass.
I don't care. They wear their masks. I don't know.
They do wear their masks. But yeah, it's different across everywhere else. And I think we need to have some. I do think by July 4th, I think people are going to be burning those fucking masks. I firmly believe that it's going to be Independence Day on July 4th from the pandemic and everything else. They're going to burn the mask and get it over with.
I was saying that to my girlfriend about that. I was like, you know, when this thing's over, I said, what are they going to do? Have a big old fucking party and just burn all these damn things?
I'm going to burn my mask. I ain't going to lie to you. Burn the fucking shit out of it. Jackpot, are you going to get vaccinated?
If I'm made to.
Yeah. I've been told that to get into certain press boxes, you got to get vaccinated. So I'll be getting my vaccination.
I don't have to worry about that getting any press boxes, but yeah.
I could take you to ACC kickoff with me. I could get you credentials for that if you wanted to go. What? Oh, yeah, I could. I'm not famous.
I don't say that, but I did stop and get some gas today, and I was at the Raceway in Powdersville. I was on the way home, and somebody pulls up right beside me going this way. He's like, "Carolina Jackpot." I'm like, "What's up?" They know me. Do you get that also down the Columbia area?
I get it from people that hear my voice from stuff that I do, but yeah, it's I mean, mine's more of a vocal thing compared to yours. So people know the jackpot, man. The bald head is trademarked, by God.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta go. I mean, it's like, almost like I gotta go hide, you know, if I just want to. Yeah, you know, a little bit of. I don't want to be signing autographs and all that stuff.
You
know, yeah. That. Well, oh, damn! I'll be right back.
Oh, damn it! Poor Jackpot. Anyway, so we got the stuff with the South Carolina baseball team and everything that happened there. Gamecocks did take 2 of 3 from Mizzou. Clemson lost 2 of 3 to Virginia. Clemson is just an average ass baseball team. I mean, just fucking average. But they look like they're going to pull up and do something. Then all of a sudden they just end up shitting the bed. I don't get them, man. I really, really don't. We got what's the other thing that I want to talk about with the Gamecocks? Oh, Frank Martin got an extension. Jackpot did a video on this. Now, I've been off the radio since I did my last show on Wednesday. I took a couple days off. But so I haven't had a chance to really talk about this. This is my first time actually getting on the air at either my podcast or on Fox Sports about it. I think this is a great thing for South Carolina on the basketball team because for a couple of reasons. One, and I know that, and I'll let Jackpot get his feelings out there on this, but show sponsor Dennis Wilson's like, who you're going to get? That's a good point. Not that South Carolina is a bad job, but is there really a coach out there right now that you really want? That's thing number one. And thing number two, Frank Martin hasn't forgotten how to coach. I know Gamecock fans don't want to hear that shit, but he hasn't forgotten how to coach. It's not like he woke up one morning and had a shot of vodka the night before, and then now he's just basketball stupid. It's not like that. I think that he needs to be given the opportunity to get over being a two-time COVID survivor. Two times, Jackpot. He had it twice, damn it.
So they say.
He ended up looking like fucking Uncle Fester. He's got to have a chance to get over that and then come out, and I think he can lead the basketball team. And he got the young man from Murray State. His name is point guard Chico something. That's his name, Chico. It's not me being Rachel. His name is Chico, and he's going to go out there, and he's going to do some fine stuff for the Gamecock basketball team.
All Chico I ever knew was the dog from Next Friday. But anyway, I don't know. The fan base has turned against him, so we'll have to see about that. Everybody talks about who you gonna get. Well, they could have got the damn coach from Winthrop if they'd have wanted him. If they had made some kind of plan, but of course they have no fucking.
But that's the administration's fault. They didn't make a plan for
all
that.
It's right as usual. There's no plan. They don't know what the fuck to do, and they're ridiculous. I mean, these motherfuckers are just dumb. If we could swap their brains out for gas, they wouldn't have enough to take a flea-sized motorcycle around the goddamn raindrop.
How am I supposed to bounce back for that, you jerk? But no, I mean, you have to give me this though, Jackpot.
I stole that, by the way.
I'm sure that was too good to be gelled up that quickly. But
that was a Jim Cornette line.
That is a Jim Cornette line. Now that I think about it, but I think that at the current juncture, having Frank Martin stay on is probably the best for the basketball team right now. Just saying. Ugh. Brock says, not to be political, but if you're going to get vaccinated, don't get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's been linked to blood clotting.
Well, that's good, right?
No, blood clots can, like, get in your lungs and kill you, Jackpot.
Okay, well, then that's not good.
That's not good. I was talking about I wanted to get the Moderna vaccine, and my niece, who is 18 and thinks she knows fucking everything, is like, no, you can't do that. It'll kill you. I'm like, oh,
Johnson & Johnson is supposed to be fucking gentle. That's baby stuff. I mean, like baby powder, baby shampoo. What the hell?
I don't. I mean, I
Johnson & Johnson took a heel turn.
Well, I thought that they were already the heel turn for like all the women that were putting the baby powder on their hoo-haws that they had to have Stephen P. New sue for them. Remember that from the Jim Cornette show?
I don't know anything about that, but
yeah. Well, anyway. So there's that.
What did you think about? Did you watch Shane Beamer's press conference yesterday talking about the
scrimmage
from Saturday? What were your takes away from that?
I wrote notes on that. Hold on a second. I'll tell you exactly what I did because I was going to talk about it tomorrow. But since you brought it up, I'll be happy to go over some of those notes with you. Let me see what I got here. Oh, the Gamecocks got another player from the transfer portal, Jackpot. They got
basketball.
Basketball. They got 6'3" Eric Stevenson.
Yeah, from Washington, right?
From Washington. Wow. Look at that.
Basketball powerhouse right there.
Basketball powerhouse. So as far as let me make sure I've got my notes here. Hold on, let's see what I got from Man, I can't find my notes, Jackpot. I do know that, damn it. I can't remember everything from that press conference, Jackpot. It was about a half hour long. Did you watch some of it?
I watched the whole thing. I listened to it. Sounds like he's a little bit concerned about the back end of the defense, which, I mean, he made reference to Jamie Robinson not being able to practice, and he said you already have a depleted secondary, and it becomes even more depleted. And when he can't practice or play in the scrimmage, I mean, that's not good. So, yeah, I mean, he made reference to that. I mean, he did make reference to he likes the defensive line. He talked about a couple of kids that stood out. I noticed he likes to give praise to kids that have a motor. That try really hard, that are putting forth effort. He made reference to Alex Boogie Huntley. He called him Boogie. I like that. He knows his nickname. He said Alex Boogie Huntley had a shoulder injury early on that would have kept a lot of kids on the sideline. He battled through it. I like that. Offensively. He seemed to really heap a lot of praise on backup running back Zaquandre White. Did you notice that? He was showing him a lot of love. That he's got a motor and he just keeps on going and going. He won't stop. You know, he's like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? I mean, he just won't stop running or whatever. And then he just kind of said, and Kevin Harris, he had a good day too. But he just talked about this guy. So maybe this young man. I think what this young man is doing is really, really trying to solidify himself as the second running back for South Carolina. So maybe, you know, maybe there's something else to that. Maybe Marshawn Lloyd, maybe not going to be ready by the time the season starts. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I remember what I wrote about with that. Zaquandre White is a guy that he's such a dynamic athlete that, if I remember, he was at Miami, if I remember correctly, and transferred in. And if I'm thinking of the same kid, like he could play in the secondary. He could do a lot of things. So, and you're right about maybe Lloyd may not be ready. And maybe I think that Kevin Harris is your 1A back. I don't think that that's going to change. But who can be your 1B back or 2A back? You know, that's a big deal. If it could be Zakondre White, then that's a good thing. And
it's from Florida State, right?
Yeah, he transferred in from somewhere. I can't remember.
He's from Florida State.
To be completely honest with you, but he transferred from one school in. But the talk is that he's such a great athlete. He can play in a lot of different spots. So there's that too. But having plenty of running backs is not a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. Not in today's day and age where, you know, one slip could fuck your entire running back core up. So having plenty of guys to run the ball, I think that's a good thing for South Carolina.
So, yeah, and he talked about quarterback position. I think he's solidly in the camp of Luke Doty. You know, a lot of people were thinking, oh, this Jason Brown kid, he's going to win it. He's going to win it. Look at the numbers he put up. He's going to be able to throw it to this big 6'8 receiver, blah, blah, blah. He talked about him. I think he's kind of like, with Jason – The windows in the SEC are going to close up a lot quicker than they did at St. Francis.
And that's fair. It's a different level of competition. So, I do think that of the two transfers, EJ Jenkins, the big 6'8 fella, he's going to have the opportunity, I think, to get on the field quicker than Jason Brown is because
I guess.
He's a big body. He's just a big ass body. And you can. If you could teach him, hey, how to block and do some certain things, he could be something that really could help the Gamecocks this year. Because
hopefully he's got some speed about himself.
I mean, if he has speed at 6'8", that's fucking dangerous.
Ooh,
does that make you happy?
Oh,
he's probably slower than you are. Well, that'll be your luck. You can beat him.
Get him a wheelchair then.
Shit. Do you want to take calls this evening, Jackpot? We can take calls.
If anybody calls in, I would take a call.
All right. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. If you want to talk about Deshaun Watson and how Clemson fans should cool it, we'll take those calls. If you want to tell people to go and they should defend Deshaun Watson regardless, we'll take those calls. What'd you think of Shane Beamer's press conference? We can get into that. Should Ray Tanner someone tweeted out earlier, after Ray Tanner's tweets about people being ejected or not ejected or whatever, he should just resign. I kind of laugh. Just resign, Ray Tanner. I was like, okay, terrific.
He's not getting a heck of a
803-470-2905. If you'd like to join us here on the program this evening, as we roll along here on a Sunday night,
the Atlanta Braves? How are things going there? Well, they're like 4-4.
I think they're holding their own. They're holding their own. So
yeah, they came back. What they started off 0-3, and then they
something like that, and then I think they've rallied a little bit here. I'll look up the Atlanta Braves record right now. They're playing a lot better. So. I tell you what, we were talking about the Clemson baseball team. They're going to end up as like a 3 seed going to Columbia. That's what's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
Braves are currently losing to the Phillies 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Oh, I mean, I guess that means that they've won. Oh, no, they're at the Braves. So Phillies are winning 7-6. Braves are 4-4.
So Clemson lost the series to Virginia today. I mean, what the hell? What happened to them, by the way? Virginia was good. I mean, they were like a college World Series team.
Oh, I thought you were asking what happened to Clemson. Clemson's been shitty for a while now.
We know that. Virginia was a college World Series team a few years ago. It was them and Vandy.
Yeah.
It was V&V. And now they came into this thing with a losing record.
Yeah. And, you know, I hate to be the guy that does this, but there really isn't a team in the ACC that's worth a shit this year. I mean, people can talk about Louisville and whatever if you want, but
North Carolina is clearly elite.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wasn't even talking bad about your school, and you're trying to make me say negative shit, Jackpot.
I'm not saying negative shit. I'm just saying North Carolina's clearly very good. I mean, they're not that good.
They're not that good.
They swept your team. They swept us too.
What? They're not. That doesn't mean they're good. They sweep Clemson. Doesn't mean they're good at all.
Yeah.
Serious. Anyway.
Carolina.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Nothing.
No. You so much to the Gamecocks. What were you saying about that?
Nothing. I said North Carolina.
Oh. One other note on the Deshaun Watson saga here. A reporter for the Texans, he lost his job after he called Deshaun Watson's allegations a money grab in a radio interview. Aaron Wilson, the beat writer for the Houston Chronicle, apparently he may be one of those fools that's commenting on our page here, because he said during an interview that it was a money grab, and comparing negotiations between Watson's camp and Houston attorney Tony Busby, who's representing the plaintiffs, to a terrorist negotiation. You can't say that shit on the air, brother. What is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
What a shithole that is. All right. Final call for calls this evening, 803-470-2905. I don't know why people – we got to get more people to call the show.
I know. I think we'll get
more of that.
We'll get a lot more engagement come
football season.
Football time. But right now, it's ridiculous. I can't. I don't get it either. Uncle Lou, I mean, it's like I called his show a couple weeks ago. I mean, I'm on hold for like 30 minutes to talk to him. Jeez, crazy. Well, Pigskin Pete the same way. Pete has pretty good call-in. But those guys, they kind of build the thing around. I mean, it is based on the calls, the call-in. You people run the show. I mean, here with us, this is a podcast. We kind of run things with it, so it's a little bit of a different format, I guess.
Yeah. Blake says, I'm the only one in the chat saying these 22 women can't all be lying. No, man, other people have said that. Other people have said all of them can't be lying. So,
Blake Robinson said, I don't want y'all to hear and laugh at my country dialect. Motherfucker, we live in South Carolina. I mean, what am I going to be laughing at? And I don't mean that in an ugly way, but I mean, I hear that every day. What am I going to laugh about it for? I laugh when I hear that Yankee voice.
The phone number is 803, scrolling on the bottom there. 803-470-2905.
His license plate says Garden State.
803-470-2905. That is the number to dial.
No garden up there. More like the garbage state.
Well, I don't know why they call it the garden state. That is kind of funny.
It is, to be honest, have you ever been to New Jersey?
I was in New Jersey for basic training, so yeah, I've been there.
Up in the part where it borders with like Pennsylvania, I mean, it's really nice there. It's not like a big concrete jungle or anything.
True. Let's head out to the phones. Good evening. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. What's up?
Hey, Rob. Hey, how are you guys doing? This is Huffer Billy Paul, Rich Huffman. Sorry.
Huffer Billy Paul, how are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I give Carolina a hard time at times, but you guys, look, I don't know why people don't call in. I mean, I'm calling in, and I will call in more if people aren't going to do it. I'm kind of shy, but that's okay.
Well, Jackpot's shy. He doesn't. Jackpot's really shy. He blushes when people say, "Hey, Jackpot." His little head turns red. He gets all happy. Look at him drinking his apple drink. There.
I've been watching him. Yeah.
Fuck off, Rob.
And you guys are good. I mean, both you guys are good, so that's all great. But hey, so let me ask you something. How in the, for God's sakes, and this is for you, Rob. Sure. You're a Clemson guy. Mm-hmm. How in the world can Clemson be this damn pitiful in sports outside of football? Now, I give the soccer team some credit. I'm not going to go down the softball team nonsense. Soccer team did pretty good. But the football team is all that carries the whole damn program. What's up with that?
I think that well, first of all, you got to respect the softball team. They're 26-4. Those ladies are playing hard. Yeah, but we're not going to get into the I know it's hard to when you look at stuff like that, but I mean, you've got two nationally ranked soccer teams, a nationally ranked softball team. So it's not real. But I mean, I've always been on the traditional sports. And what I mean by that is that it comes down to there's basically what four of them. You got men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, and football. And right now it's, you know, everything is on the football front. And to be honest, I think a lot of Clemson fans are in the camp of they'd rather just have a good football team and the rest of them can suck. I mean, I truly believe that. That's the way that it is. But I mean, I grew up as a Clemson baseball fan, and of course, basketball has always been something that's big to me too. But I can remember the days when Clemson was a great baseball team, and now not so much, man. It's just they just.
Well, you know, I mean, we had Cliff Ellis.
Yeah.
We had the cat who went down to Texas and came back and
yeah, Coach Barnes, who by the way said he didn't want his kids raised in South Carolina. So there's that too.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a reason for that.
I think that it's not an issue of facilities. If you go and you go up to Doug Kingsmore, it looks great. If you go up to Little John, and I know people call it Portage on and everything else, but it's a really nice facility. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, you know, recruiting basketball is hard anyway, but it's you have teams like, I mean, there are teams that were playing in the NCAA tournament that weren't even as far as enrollment and everything else anywhere near what Clemson or even South Carolina is. So
they're beating us.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's that too. But as far as basketball goes, they need the same thing to happen in basketball that they did with football. They got to luck up and get a great coach. One that absolutely wants to be there because I'm not saying Brownell doesn't want to be there, but Brownell's system is good for, hey, we're going to have a good year every 3 years. And you just got to shut up and deal with us being 11-20 the other 2 years. So, and that's just the way it is. And Monty Lee,
I'm not that fan.
I like Monty Lee a lot. But I'm like, what the hell? What the hell, Monty Lee? You know, you're running all these youngins out there, and it's, oh man, we don't have.
Well, what you need to do is go back to. What brought you to the dance and back in baseball and go back and get Bill Wilhelm to come coach the team again?
I think Coach Wilhelm.
Well,
died, sir.
Okay.
Well, then maybe that one. Maybe his son.
He's a skeleton, man. You can't bring him back now. He's too old.
Damn it, jackpot.
So he's not a skeleton like Bill Snyder.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah, I
bring back Danny Ford. Bring back Danny Ford.
I could say bring back Coach Barnes because I think that would work.
I think it would work. Even as old as he is, I think he's still got fire in his belly.
Yeah.
But hey, I do want to ask Jackpot one question.
Sure.
You doing these scratch tickets, and I'm watching this, and I try to keep up with you, right? How do you determine when you're going to buy a ticket or not? Do you do any real scientific thing, Larry, or do you just say, what the hell, just buy them and then we'll see what
I don't. I kind of go willy-nilly with it. I like to look at lots of times there'll be some older games that they'll have out that still have a decent amount of jackpots still left on them. And I'll buy those. Like we got a $10 ticket in South Carolina right now. It's like the long one. With the money, with the Ben Franklin on it or whatever. And it's been out for several months. Well, like, if you look at it, most of the lower-end prizes are gone, but it's still got, like, four out of the six jackpots still left on it. Now, that could mean that somebody scratched one of those jackpots and missed the number and actually threw it away, because I've done that before. Not scratched the jackpot, but I've thrown win tickets away before. But or it could mean that they're still out there somewhere. So sometimes I like to go for those. Whenever I'm out of state, I like to you know, just hit them up and see what I can do with them. If you watched the video a couple, yesterday, I went to Kentucky.
Tennessee and Kentucky. I watched them.
Kentucky. Yep. I mean, good. When I went to Tennessee, I used to be, I couldn't win anything in Tennessee, and I've been doing fairly well up there. Kentucky, good Lord. I mean, that's just brutal. I spent $100, didn't win them back in one red penny. But, hey, that's happened to me in South Carolina before, too. But we got a $500 ticket out right now. It's a $500 top prize, a purple ticket. I've hit $500 on it 3 times. And so I've been out a couple of months. And then the last time we had a $500 top prize ticket, I didn't hit a damn one. Go figure. It some tickets like you.
I just want you guys to know people are out here listening, and y'all aren't doing it for nothing, right?
No. We know that folks listen to the show. It's not like that. Trust me on that, man. We'd like to have more interaction with folks. That's all, and I'm sure we'll get it during football season because I'm gonna say stupid shit. Jackpot will say stupid shit. I'm sure.
I'll aggravate you guys. I mean, I will, but I'll do it nice. I won't be a total ass. I'll just be a little
bit. Hey, we appreciate that, sir. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, buddy. We appreciate it, man.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right, there you go. So, Huffer Billy Paul showed you can call and join the show. That's fine. Appreciate that, man.
This is one little boy was happy to see me come home.
SEC Dog says looks like I need a massage. I've been working out hard, man. I've got my powerlifting contest coming up in August. I have to wear a singlet like Andre the Giant. That's going to be great.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to have the double.
Bundy.
Yeah, but I'm going to have the double singlet. So I'm not going to do just the one. I'm going to pull it off like when I get my big lift. I'm going to pull it off like raw. Yeah.
Are you going to have the pants on it too?
Oh, yeah. I'll have the pants.
Shorts will be like Bret the Hitman Hart.
Basically, yeah, but I think it'll just go down to my go down to my knees, I guess.
Oh, so it's gonna be like Owen Hart's.
Yeah, I guess. I can't remember. Yeah, but that's how it's gonna be.
He had the shorts with the singlet top, and the front of it, he had like the heart right here, and then like on one side over here, it said like Slammy Award winner, and then on the other side, some bullshit on it.
I'm gonna get the logo. I'm gonna get the show logo put on my singlet. I'm gonna get your cartoon likeness and put it on one of my legs, Jackpot. That'd be some funny shit there. Anyway, we'll be back at it on Wednesday. We appreciate you guys joining the show. And as we get closer to football season, Jackpot, we gotta start doing some previews on teams, brother. We're only 128 days out, so we can start dropping some previews here and there with you and I. And I don't know, maybe we could do one a week. We'll do one on Sunday or one on Wednesday or whatever, and start picking what some of these teams have got. Because
that'll be interesting. It's going to get there before you know it.
It definitely will, because you know it's not that far off, man. Especially like we're mid-April now. May will fly by, and then all of a sudden it's June, and we're looking around like, whoa. Ziggy's happy.
He was very happy to see me come home today, wasn't you? Wasn't you?
Does your son take care of your dog while you're gone, Jackpot?
He came in and checked on him one day, and the mother-in-law's checked on him the other days. So, but it's nothing like being home with Daddy.
Yeah. Well, the rundown will be back on this channel tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, buddy. Get down.
And I had a couple days off, but we'll be back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock with whatever is.
Do they do that for you ever so often? Or give you days off like that? You take them.
No, I've got. I've been with the company long enough where I get 25 days off a year. So. I can take pretty much here or there whenever I want. They don't like me taking them during the ratings period. So it's like you only have set different times that you can take them. Like there's a week I'm taking off in June, and I'll probably take off some time in July too. And then I'll probably take off like maybe a couple days in August. But from game one in football season, as far as the college goes, I know I will not get a day off until Thanksgiving. So pretty much I'll be in front of a microphone every day for, 5 months, which I'm so happy for that because, you know, it's what I want to do. But football season is the busy time of the year. Jackpot, we are going to do, and that's one of the other things too. For the Georgia-Clemson game, you and I are going to do a live stream during that game. And we'll be – I want to make sure that all these Georgia fans that are running their mouths know that I will not be running off. And I'm going to probably go over to Pigskin Peach channel once Clemson wins that game to get his response. They won't come back over here because they'll run away like they're silly. But
well, they're I mean, honestly, I mean, they're just really silly if they think they don't. I mean, they're not winning. I mean, there's not. I mean, not that I'm saying that it's impossible, but I really think that it's highly unlikely that they get that one because, number one, I think they'll be underestimating Clemson coming into that game. Or, underestimating us, as it were, for that game. They are. Because they think, well, Trevor Lawrence is gone. I mean, they're not going to be shit anymore. Dude, I mean, DJU, I mean, he's going to be dropping some dimes out there. I think he could be a little bit shaky coming out the gate. Maybe first quarter. Maybe I'd go with a little Georgia bet there on that first quarter. But Clemson's going to own the second quarter and then the rest of the second half of that game. And they'll win that thing going away by at least two touchdowns.
I think Jackpot's trying to be – have you seen the movie The Cooler with William H. Macy in it where Alec Baldwin owns a casino and when someone's winning, he sends William H. Macy to their table to try to cool the table off or whatever because he has bad luck. I think that's what Jackpot's doing. He's trying to curse the Clemson team.
No, I'm not.
I think he's doing it.
No, I'm not.
SEC Dogs.
I do not like Georgia. I don't want to see them win. And I hope they die a slow, miserable, painful death while sitting on a cactus with long, prickly spores. I mean, that's just how it is.
Brian says, call Kale, you can pull for them in this game, but don't say us, you.
I'm telling you, we win and we are winning.
It's weird having you say that shit. I can't lie. It's like saying fuck in front of my grandma. That's how it makes me feel. SEC Dog says, I could share cooking recipes with Pigskin Pete and Bobby BYOG Durkins after week one.
Whatever happened to him? He hasn't put out any videos in a long time. Do you know who Bobby BYOG Durkins even is?
Yeah, he does. I think he does stuff with Pigskin Pete. I thought that they just do football though. I don't know.
They do, but he's very entertaining. I've sent you clips of him before.
Yeah, he is pretty funny.
He his video after we played Kentucky was just like him sitting there with his Bud Light hat on his head. He said, "Y'all lost 41-18." He's like, Kentucky. He's like, that wasn't 3-9 games. He said, y'all lost. He said, by 3 touchdowns. He said, good Lord. He said, y'all need to just abolish the football program. He goes, y'all are terrible.
I wish I would have seen that. That would have been funny. Y'all lost 3-9 games. That's some funny shit right there. There's some Kentucky guy that follows me on Twitter that anytime I tweet out anything about South Carolina's football team or whatever, he'll message me. He's like, you know, Kentucky, Coach Stoops has kind of owned South Carolina. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're not a basketball, you're not a football school. Shut up. Shut up. I want you to win, but damn. All right, we'll talk about it on Wednesday night, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later on.